Your journey to health starts now. Get the truth, the raw truth, with international health and fitness expert Robbie Raw. Call Robbie with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848. Coming to you live from the WDCX studios, here's Robbie Raw.
And good morning, everyone. Oh, my gosh. Is the snow ever going to stop? My goodness gracious. We're having a blizzard here in Buffalo, but that's okay. Stay warm. Grab your green tea. We got an amazing Valentine's show today. And happy Valentine's for everyone. You know, I'll tell you what. I know guys aren't into Valentine's Day. You know, yesterday when I was at the store, I'm telling you, every single guy just about that walked out of the supermarket was carrying flowers. And I kept saying, good job, good job, good job. They're looking at me like, you're nuts, lady. But it's wonderful because women love Valentine's Day. And you know what? I love it. And my husband, Jeff, happy Valentine's Day. He came through today again, you know, flowers and chocolate, which I'm not going to eat. But, you know, it is a day where a lot of people, you know, look forward to, but there's a lot of people that don't look forward to it. You know, there's people out there that hate Valentine's Day, and I know that. Maybe you just hate it, but you have a Valentine, and you hate it anyway. Or maybe, you know, you're not in a relationship, and you really hate this day and hate going to the store and seeing all the flowers and the cards and everybody talking about it. Well, today my guest is going to be Dr. Amy Beth. She's a psychologist. You'll know her from AM Buffalo. She's been on for years and years, and she's a very, very wise lady. Love her, and she's going to be joining us in a little bit. And also, later on, Scott Scottson is going to be joining us, and he is an amazing life and business coach. I'm telling you, I could have a six-hour show with this guy. You are not going to want to go anywhere. We're going to be talking about really the differences between you know, men and women and why we're wired differently, how we're wired differently, and really, you know, the message is it's not personal, you know, realizing that, you know, we are different and we have emotional reactions differently. Also, you know, it's about perception, right? It's about perception. And so we're going to be talking about that, and it might get a little intense, you know, because Scott is intense and so am I. So I'm really looking forward to partnering up with him, and it's going to be awesome. So do not go anywhere. I just want to say that there are 100 people detoxing on the Raw Truth Recharge or have just finished detox. I'm telling you, the class is going on at Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine and now at the BAC. So excited for people who are transforming their life and changing their life through the journey of the Raw Truth Recharge, which is the name of my book, by the way. I'm working on that, and God willing, it will be out in April, about faith, family, food, fitness, health, and much more, and I'm so excited about that. But the Raw Truth Recharge, we have so many people that we've never had over 100 people going through this at one time. So I'm very, very excited about this 12-week program that we've offered and been offering. But, you know, it's just, I guess this is the time of the year where people are really realizing that it's now or never, and spring is around the corner. So, you know, you can ditch the cover-up and get ready and feel great, and it's all good. So, you know, I'm telling you, it's snowing sideways now here in downtown Buffalo. So grab that green tea, and when we come back, Dr. Amy Beth will be joining us. And again, we are talking about relationships today and Valentine's. And if you hate it, she's got some tips for you. Of course, you know, maybe you don't have a love in your life, and we need to know that, you know, we have Jesus, first of all. God loves us, right? So that relationship should make you feel secure and give you joy and hope and everything in Christ alone. But also, you know, if you don't have a Valentine's, you should treat yourself today. You know, if there's nothing wrong with buying yourself a massage or, you know, treating yourself in some way and making, you know, yourself feel good today if you don't have anybody outside in your home or in your relationships doing that. And so we're going to talk about that when we come back with Dr. Amy Beth. And then again, Scott Scottson will be joining us later on in the show. Do not go anywhere. We'll be right back with the Raw Truth. Stay with us. Improve yourself in 2015 and say goodbye to contacts and glasses forever. Hi, this is Robbie Raw. My good friends at Ficta Endel and Elmer Eye Care are board certified laser experts that specialize in vision correction. They performed my procedure and now I can work out and teach my fitness classes without contacts or glasses. Learn more about vision correction at their next open house February 19th. Call 1-800-309-2020 to reserve your spot today.
Give your legs a lift and get rid of those embarrassing varicose and spider veins. Dr. Kara Manukian of the Vein Treatment Center in Clarence specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of vein disorders such as varicose veins, spider veins, and cosmetic vein issues. Get relief from achy legs, leg pain, and ankle swelling. With current laser and RF technology, varicose veins are more easily treated now than in the past. Dr. Kara Manukian helped Robbie with hers, and he can help you too. Call the Vein Treatment Center today, 839-3638, or online at veinsveinsveins.com.
When it comes to living a healthy lifestyle, it's so important to know where to get the products and groceries you need. Feel Right Fresh Market is your ultimate source for everything related to healthy eating and taking care of yourself. They offer a wide variety of supplements, organic produce, health food options, and beauty products. Feel Right is known for carrying specialized items with an expert staff you won't find anywhere else. Shop at any of their 5 convenient locations in Buffalo and be sure to let them know Robbie Raw sent you. Go to feel-right.com to find a location closest to you.
As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you.
As women, we have special needs. Needs only women can understand. Dr. Judith Ortmanabi and all of the staff at All Care for Women in East Amherst are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Spree, Dr. Ortmanabi offers top quality care and services from routine GYN exams to high-risk prenatal care and delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let her know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth.
Pain is your body's cry for help. Shoulder pain, hip, knee, ankle pain, doesn't matter. Your body is trying to tell you something's wrong. Dr. Gambagorda of Northtown Orthopedics, he focuses on management of musculoskeletal pain in children and adults. He incorporates his caring, attentive approach to patients with state-of-the-art surgical and non-surgical techniques for new injuries and chronic problems. Call and schedule an appointment with Dr. Gambagorda today at 716-636-1470.
Fine-tuned mind, body, soul, and spirit with Robbie Raw. This is The Raw Truth.
And if you're just joining us, I hope you're staying warm. Try not to go out if you don't have to go out. The roads are treacherous. It's snowing sideways here in Buffalo. It was like a whiteout when I came in today. So grab your green tea, get by the fire, and just bundle up with a blanket and listen to our show today. Because it's Valentine's Day, and I wanted to talk about relationships. And, of course, you know, we're going to be doing that in a little while with Scott Scottson, and he's going to be giving you some amazing tools. We're going to be talking about the differences between, you know, men and women and how we're wired differently and really how we can have a different emotional reaction to those comments that we give each other in a relationship and realize that it's not personal and that sometimes it has to do with perception. And, of course, I love Valentine's Day because I'm married and I have a Valentine's, but I know a lot of people out there do not like it. And I don't blame you. You know, I mean, everything is about Valentine's Day when you go walk into the store and there's flowers and candy and cards and everything else. And maybe you just feel like it's one of those holidays you just want to stay in bed under the covers, you know, for. I get it, okay? And so does Dr. Amy Beth. You know Dr. Amy Beth. She's been on AM Buffalo usually every Friday when I'm on every Friday. And she has so much wisdom. I love this lady. I love her heart. And, of course, you know, as I said earlier, knowing the Lord of Lords, we should never feel alone. We should always feel loved. But Dr. Amy Beth is going to give us some information that will help you get through this day and let you know how you can take care of yourself. Good morning, Dr. Amy Bev.
Hi, Robbie Raw.
How are you?
Oh, my God, I'm freezing.
I know.
It's like everybody else, right?
It's crazy. I'm so glad that you're joining us via the phone today because I didn't want you to go out.
Oh, thank you for that.
Yes, I didn't want you to come out. It's really terrible outside. So, you know, I loved what, you know, both of us were on AM Buffalo yesterday, as we are every Friday, and I really loved the message that you gave, because there are so many people who really, you know, they don't like this holiday. They don't have a Valentine, or maybe they do, and it's, you know, they're at odds with each other, or whatever it is. People, you know, just don't feel loved sometimes on Valentine's Day.
And it's so sad. And what I tell people all the time, there is only one relationship that you can control, mm-hmm. and that is the relationship you have with yourself. Mm. Now, people hear that and they think, oh, my God, selfish. Oh, my goodness, so self-centered, so isolative. But it's not true. And, you know, in order to have a relationship with anyone else, and this has been said forever, you need to be able to be comfortable with yourself first. So what I tell people, if you're in the most wonderful romantic relationship in the world, if you're in a crummy romantic relationship, or if you're not in a romantic relationship at all, first and foremost, be your own Valentine. And not on February 14th, but be your own Valentine 365 days a year. Now, I know there are people listening that are saying, is this woman nuts? Robbie said she's a psychologist. I think she's crazy. But the truth of the matter is, the basic thing here, we need to take care of ourselves.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, the most important thing about us is what we think about God. But outside of that, I think what your message is that, you know, we need to love ourselves. It's hard to love someone else when you don't love yourself, right?
Oh, Robbie, I'll even go so far as to agree with you double. It's impossible mm-hmm. to love someone else if we don't love ourselves. And what I see so often, I see wonderfully kind, giving people who go out of their way to buy a flower, to send a card, to make a phone call, just to do something good for another person. However, when I say to them, when was the last time you did something good for yourself, they look at me with such a sad, blank face, and it breaks my heart.
You know, and that's so true. I mean, my mom always said to me when she was alive, Robbie, if you don't take care of yourself, you can't take care of anyone else.
So true.
You know, and you know that. You know,
like, oh, my God. You know, it's funny. I was having some stressful times earlier this year, and a very dear friend said something to me which so hit home. He said to me, remember what they tell you on the airplane. And I looked. Mm-hmm. And I said, excuse me? And they said, remember what they tell you on the airplane. At the beginning of every flight, when they go through this business with the oxygen mask,
yep.
in the event of trouble, put your own oxygen mask on first.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And it's true. And I mean, that does not apply only to physical oxygen, but that applies to emotional oxygen even more. You need to care for yourself. As you said before, you can care for anyone else. Now, how does that bring us to Valentine's Day? Well, to me, I think it's crucial that, as I said, we are our own best Valentine 365 days a year. If we do not treat ourselves with respect and with love, we cannot expect anyone else to do so.
Mm-hmm.
People, you know, people treat us the way we teach them to treat us. And again, I know I'm using a lot of psychological cliches, and I apologize, but that's ever so true.
Mm-hmm. It is. It is.
You know, we teach people to treat us the way they do. And it's not until we set some limits, and we set an example of how we should be treated, that we begin to be treated by others in the right way.
Right, and some boundaries too, I think, right?
Oh my God, absolutely. And again, boundaries, when people hear that term, they think of, oh, you know, we don't let people get too close, blah, 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 blah. The bottom line with boundaries is we need to set boundaries in terms of what we will tolerate from other people and what we won't. And it doesn't have to turn in to a big argument or to hostile words, but simply saying, I'm really sorry, but I can't allow myself to be treated that way, and ending it.
Amen, amen. Dr. Amy Beth, you have so much wisdom, and I wish we could talk longer. Where can people get a hold of you?
Well, they can get a hold of me at my office, and that phone number is the 716 area code, and the number is 834-1505. And if people just want to talk a little bit, I am on Facebook at Dr. Amy Beth.
Right. And I'm telling you, we're definitely going to have you on and in studio when the weather
is
better.
I would love to.
Yes.
If there's ever a thaw, I'll be there. How's that?
It sounds good. It sounds good.
Robbie, God bless you and everybody listening. And you have a beautiful, beautiful day.
You too. God bless you too. And we'll see you on the set of AM Buffalo.
You know it. Bye-bye.
Okay. God bless. Bye-bye. All right. That was Dr. Amy Beth, psychologist Dr. Amy Beth, a wonderful, wonderful woman. I see her all the time on the set of AM Buffalo. Lots of wisdom. She's lived a lot of years to draw on that wisdom. And, of course, she's a psychologist. And so I'm grateful for her to join us today. So if you are just joining us, do not go anywhere. Grab your green tea, get a blanket, get by the fire, grab your Valentine or not. And listen to my guest coming up next, Scott Scottson, is going to be joining us. He is a business and life coach, and he has helped millions of probably close to a million people. He's amazing. He talks fast, so grab a notepad and a pen because you're going to want to, you know, hear what he has to say. And again, it's Valentine's Day. We're going to be talking about relationships, how we're wired differently, not just husband and wife, but people in business and everything else. And also, you know, how not to take things personally. I think perceptions are a big problem. You know, we perceive things differently. And I know that happens in my household. And so I'm sure it happens in yours, too. So also, we'll have some giveaways. He's got some giveaways he's going to give. And so, you know, we will open the phone lines. And if you have a question for Scott, or you have a comment or whatever, you'll have a chance to win some amazing stuff. So do not go anywhere. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth. Stay with us.
Life can take a toll on our bodies, but the doctors at Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine can help. They treat injuries of the spine and musculoskeletal system non-surgically to decrease pain and restore function. They listen, they help, they explain.
This is Dr. Michael Cicchetti. So if you suffer from back, neck, joint, nerve pain, or headaches, take back your lifestyle and contact Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine today. Call 716-626-0093 or visit buffspine.com.
Hey everybody, this is Neil Boron. I finally gave up the fight and asked for help. I've struggled with my weight for years, and I finally got the right help from my dear friend Robbie Raw. She taught me how to be healthy, how to make the right food choices, and how to exercise properly. To this day, she encourages me to stay focused on my new lifestyle. She can help you too. Robbie will teach you the secrets of healthy eating to increase your energy level, transform your body, and get lean and healthy for life. She offers private and semi-private nutrition and fitness coaching. And her signature plan, The Raw Truth Recharge, an 8 to 12 week class with a 7 to 14 day detox to help you get the results you're longing for. Whether you're dealing with years of yo-yo dieting, fighting a disease like diabetes, or working hard in the gym and not seeing results, hey, it's time you seek help from personal health and fitness coach Robbie Raw. The struggle is a daily one, but this plan will help change your life. For more information, visit our website at RobbieRaw.com. That's Robbie Raw, RAUGH.com.
That painful dental treatment you get at your dentist may not be necessary. That's why you need to check out the dentist at Buffalo Dental Group. I thought all dentists were painful until I met my dentist, Dr. Da Silva.
Hi, I'm Dr. Da Silva. There are ways to save your tooth without using invasive, painful dentistry. We here at the Buffalo Dental Group do what we can to save as much of your tooth as possible with state-of-the-art technology. If you've been told you need a crown, you need a second opinion. Call Dr. Vossler, Dr. Colbert, or myself, Dr. Da Silva, today for your Raw Truth appointment. 634-1234.
Each day, 1,200 people are diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Recognizing that support can greatly improve the quality of life, Peregrine's Landing Assisted Living established the Memory Cafe. Participants get together for food, drink, and entertainment, and the sessions include presentations by educated professionals. But more so, allow individuals an opportunity to control their future. They learn to enhance the abilities they still have, create their life story to live on long after their memory is gone, and make their own life decisions while they still can. If you or a loved one suffers from memory loss, call Kasha at Peregrine's Landing at 893-3000.
Your body was built to heal itself. That's why it's so important to eat healthy and exercise. Another vital part in your commitment to care for the body God gave you is regular chiropractic adjustments. Dr. Matt Misiak in Amherst takes a holistic approach to total wellness through chiropractic care. And that's why I highly recommend him. Call Dr. Misiak today at 564-8800 to set up your Raw Truth consultation.
Find The Raw Truth on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com, search The Raw Truth Fitness, and click like to become a fan.
And we are back. I am so excited about our next guest. Do not go anywhere. Scott Stockton in the house. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Robbie. I'm so excited to be here.
Oh, I'm so excited you're here, too. I'm glad you made it in with this crazy weather. And I actually met you for the first time in my kitchen with Bob. And I'll tell you what, you blew me away. In an hour that we met, I learned so much. I felt like I could have talked to you for 12 hours that day. I took notes. Wasn't even enough. And so if people are listening right now, grab your significant other or sit by yourself, grab a cup of green tea, because we're going to be talking about relationships between business people and significant others and everything else, right, Scott?
Absolutely. Teens, parents, kids, professors, teachers, business partners, everybody, yes.
Well, your company is called You Only Better, right?
Mm-hmm.
And explain what you do on a day-to-day basis.
Well, we map people's brains to figure out how God wired them, what makes them tick, what gives them energy, what causes them stress, and what does that mean to understand how God made me? How do I have good relationships? How do I get along with others well? How do I understand how to manage my emotions and have healthy mental and emotional wellness? How do I choose a career or choose a major in college by knowing myself and understanding how God has wired me?
Well, that's what I love about you, too, is that you're a believer. And obviously, you know, that is the foundation of what you're teaching. And I mean, when you were talking in my kitchen, I was like, oh, my gosh, that's my husband and I. Oh, my gosh, that's my daughter and I. You know, it's like, what you were teaching was so relevant to day-to-day, and I hear it from everyone. Obviously, working in the gym, people come in there, and they're stressed out, and they're, you know, there to burn off steam or whatever, and I hear all people having a good day and a bad day, and it always has to do with relationships.
Yes.
And so, you know, there are people listening right now that are, you know, maybe they're in, you know, relationships that work, maybe they're not, but we're talking sisters, brothers, mothers, fathers, business partners, coworkers, kids, everything. We're wired differently, aren't we?
We really are. It's incredible how unique we are wired. Our brains are so sophisticated. It's as though we have a galaxy sitting on top of our shoulders. We have billions and billions of neurological pathways and neurons and brain cells, and each of us is so uniquely different. And so we can't really fully understand others because God has created us so completely, complexly, and sophisticatedly. We were fearfully and wonderfully made. We're so unique. And so learning to understand myself and learning to understand others so that we can have healthy relationships, so that we can communicate and understand each other instead of pushing each other's buttons, we can learn to understand, okay, that's where he or she is coming from. That's why she said that. That comment wasn't personal. They're speaking out of their own experience. And so if we can begin to understand ourselves and understand how God has wired others, it's amazing how much anxiety we can remove from our lives.
Easier said than done. I think that's why it's so important that we have someone like you to teach us that. It's a process. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. You know, I think marriage is one of the hardest things I've ever done. I'm grateful for my marriage. There's a lot of joy in it. But I'll give you an example this week of what I experienced. My husband and I, you know, we because of the snow melting, there was some water coming in the back of our house. And so I'm standing in the kitchen. And I said to Jeff, come over here because I want you to see. It looks like, you know, there might be some water. Now, he's standing at the other end of the kitchen on the other side of the counter. And he goes, oh. And I'm like, come on over here. Well, he kind of thought for a minute and then walked the other way. And I was like, what? But I know my husband now. And, you know, I still have to remind myself of this. But that he is the type of person that needs to process something. And really, I knew what he was going to do, and he did it. He went upstairs and he did some research. Then he came down and then he came over and looked at it. And he said, oh yeah, I need to do this, this, and this, and this. Now, years ago, I would have said, what the heck? Why isn't he coming over here? And what, you know, we got to figure this out together. But I know he is different than me. I'm like, okay, fast, fast, fast. I want results. He needs to process it, research it, then communicate about it. Am I right on?
Yeah, absolutely. Right on. Well, I'll say two things to that. Number one, yeah, the people that we're closest to, that we love the most, are the people that have the most power to hurt us the most. You know, on the way in this morning, I'm in this beautiful, fluffy, white snow, and I was thinking about Isaiah chapter 1, where he says, you know, your sins are red as scarlet, as crimson, but they can be washed white as snow. And that contrast of that deep red color versus that pure white color. In relationships that are close to us, those intimate relationships, they can give us so much joy and beauty, but they can also be a source of so much pain. Mm-hmm. And, you know, understanding, you know, how long did it take you to understand that your husband is a process person? He needs time to go away and reflect and or research and then come up with a really good answer. And people who are process people, those are your engineers, your bankers, your attorneys. Mm-hmm. Those people are your accountants. They get the answer right, but it takes them a long time.
Yes.
Then there's people like you, Robbie, fast on your feet.
Like you.
Now, you might not get as good an answer, but in the short run, you'll have a better answer. But long term, we want a process person for certain things, like making sure the airline engine works right. Right? But yes. To understand that, like, why is he walking away from me? The ceiling's about to cave in, and he's walking away, right?
Right.
But you understand him now.
Well, yeah, but I have to remind myself on a day-to-day basis, and it's only taken me 23 years to get to where I am,
right.
Okay? And it's taken people like you. I mean, you influenced me right off the bat, the first time I met you, when you talked about the differences in relationships, and you drew that line and everything else, and it was like, oh my gosh, if this couldn't be more my marriage, I don't know what is. You know, we are opposites in so many ways, and a lot of it is perception, isn't it?
It is. It is. You know, I love the book, Chapman, The Love Languages, The Five Love Languages.
Oh, yes.
You know, it talks about, hey, some of us like physical touch, some of us like acts of service, some of us like gifts, right? Some of us like quality time. We like different things. If my love language is physical touch and I'm sick, I'm like, oh, pet me, I'm sick, I don't feel good. But if my spouse's love language is something else, like acts of service, not physical touch, and they're sick, I want to touch them because that's what I want. And I touch them like, why are you touching me? I'm sick. Right? So we got to understand them and speak in their language.
Right, right.
But that's, like you said, easier said than done. And that's why we're here today.
Yes. Well, we're going to get into this when we get back from our endorsed sponsors, because this is what you do for a living.
It is.
You help many businesses and dozens of families, relationships between kids and you know, even I know what you, actually, the first time I heard about you was through my daughter, Raquel. Mm-hmm. And so you, what was going on? You had spoken.
Yeah, we had coached a group of, I don't know, maybe 100 or 150 teenagers at a retreat. And she happened to be at that retreat, and we had sort of mapped their brains and spent about 5 or 6 hours helping them understand what their unique wiring means for the rest of their life. How do I choose where I'm going to live? Am I going to be married? Who am I going to marry? What am I going to do? Am I going to go to college? If so, what college? What am I going to major in? What career am I going to choose? And what about God? What He made me. He wrote my DNA that crafted my brain before I was even born.
Mm-hmm.
What does He have planned for me? He's a good dad that wants to give me good gifts. How do I surrender my life? How does He speak into that and help me guide my path so I don't go off mm-hmm. the narrow path, right?
Well, and Raquel came home all fired up from this retreat, and she kept saying, Scott, 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 Scott. I'm like, we need to find out, you know, how to hear more from him. So I'm so glad that actually you're going to be helping Raquel, because she has many gifts from God, but she's in 11th grade right now, and they're expected to know what they're going to do for the rest of their life in 11th grade.
So much pressure at that age.
Oh, and, my yeah. gosh. So, you know, I'm still trying to figure out what I'm supposed to be doing, you know. I don't know how they're supposed to be, but anyway, Scott Stockton, sorry, I keep messing that up. When we come back, we're going to get into this more, and you actually have some giveaways.
I do. I can't wait to tell you about them.
Yes. Okay. So when we come back, and we're going to be opening up those lines, and stay with us, because you'll hear about the giveaways and you'll have a chance to call in with your questions and comments. And there's just not enough time in the show today, but we will be right back with the Raw Truth. Stay with us.
As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you.
Hi, I'm Annette Herman.
And I'm Ryan Robe.
We're co-owners of Home Run Creative Services. Business owners know that the single best way to raise brand awareness, increase web traffic, and bring more customers through the door is effective advertising.
Good marketing takes time and expertise, and many times company owners are short on one or the other, and sometimes both.
That's where we come in. We'll meet with you, get to know your product or service, and help you through the process of coordinating your marketing.
Businesses that are new to the marketplace often are starting from square one and need a logo or a website. We can do that.
Established companies sometimes need a fresh pair of eyes to see the big picture. Maybe their television ads are stale and they need a creative approach. We can do that too. Check out examples of our work at homeruncreative.com. If you're ready to step up to the plate and professionally market your business, we'd love to be on your team. We're creativity wrapped in customer service. We're Home Run Creative Services.
Pain is your body's cry for help. Shoulder pain, hip, knee, ankle pain, doesn't matter. Your body is trying to tell you something's wrong. Dr. Gambagorda of Northtown Orthopedics, he focuses on management of musculoskeletal pain in children and adults. He incorporates his caring, attentive approach to patients with state-of-the-art surgical and non-surgical techniques for new injuries and chronic problems. Call and schedule an appointment with Dr. Gambagorda today at 716-636-1470.
As women, we have special needs, needs only women can understand. Dr. Judith Ortmanabi and all of the staff at All Care for Women in East Amherst are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Spree, Dr. Ortmanabi offers top quality care and services from routine GYN exams to high-risk prenatal care and delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let her know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth.
Life can take a toll on our bodies, but the doctors at Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine can help. They treat injuries of the spine and musculoskeletal system non-surgically to decrease pain and restore function. They listen, they help, they explain.
This is Dr. Michael Cicchetti. So if you suffer from back, neck, joint, nerve pain, or headaches, take back your lifestyle and contact Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine today. Call 716-626-0093 or visit buffspine.com.
Learn more about Robbie as well as blog posts, videos, and resources from today's program by visiting robbieraw.com.
And if you're just joining us, happy Valentine's Day. Stay where you are. We are talking about relationships today. And it could be your business, in your business setting. It could be your coworker. It could be your boss. It could be your kids. It could be your significant other, your husband, wife, whatever. We are wired differently, and we have from You Only Better, the company You Only Better, Scott Stockton joining us right now, who is a business and life coach. That's what you do on a day-to-day basis, right?
Yes, yes. We do life coaching, leadership coaching, and our specialty really is young adult and family coaching. And in the last 4 years, we've coached about 5,000 young adults in the Western New York area alone.
Wow. Only 5,000? Oh, my gosh. That's a lot. Okay. Well, I had a chance to, experience some of your expertise a few months ago, and I was completely blown away. I'd heard about you from several different resources, including Raquel, my daughter, but several other resources too. And I'm like, I got to meet this guy. So, what you talked about really touched home with me, Scott, because we were talking about, the differences between how people are wired, but also that it's not personal, right? I mean, we get angry and frustrated in relationships because we think it's personal.
Yeah, we do. And it feels personal. I was doing some marriage coaching with this couple, a Christian couple, and the husband loved a lot of stimulus. So like taste, touch, smell, feel. And so he would like to crank his music loud, drive his car fast with the windows down, right? And he would love that. And his wife would feel really unsafe. Mm-hmm. She'd be like, honey, you're going to kill me. Like, slow down. What does it matter to you? And she would say, don't you care? Right? Don't you care about me? I'm in the car and you're driving like this. Turn the music down, roll up the windows and slow down. And so, well, he would say this. He would say, you don't ever want me to be successful. Mm-hmm. And she would say, what are you talking about? I just want you to slow down. I want to be safe. I don't want you to not be successful. And he would say, I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so he didn't even know why he was saying that. That's just what he felt. Right. And he couldn't even defend it. Okay, well, I coached them. I mapped their brains, right? Mm-hmm. Figure out how they're wired, how God made them, and discovered that he has an incredibly active, what we'd say, motoric nervous system. Without getting all scientific, it just means he needs a lot of stimulus. And guess what? If he doesn't get stimulus, he gets stressed.
Mm-hmm.
Her, the exact opposite. God wired her to be avoidant of stimulus. She can't handle a lot of stimulus. Mm-hmm. She doesn't want a lot of stimulus. So he was in the sales profession. Well, without even knowing it, over the years, he developed these little things he would do. And so before an important meeting, he would get all stimulated, listen to loud music, talk to people, call people, drive fast. He didn't even realize he did this. But what he didn't know is that as he did these rituals of stimulating himself, his brain literally is physically warming up and his capacity is increasing.
Sounds like me. My husband's the complete opposite.
So it would be about 33% of the population.
Wow.
Would be wired like this. So if I'm married or I'm in a relationship with somebody who's the opposite, so that stimulus gives him energy and literally alleviates stress and causes positive emotion. But for his wife, the exact opposite. That same stimulus that was bringing him good, positive emotion was causing her stress and negative emotion. Now, once they understood this, they're like, oh my goodness, you've got to be kidding me. So now he's feeling horrible. He's saying, so when I do this, when I drive like this, God created you, my wife, God created her, and I am causing his daughter to feel horrible, to experience horrible chemical releases in her brain. So now he's like, I'm going to drive slower. I understand. You're not trying to stop me from being successful. You're having a horrible experience. And then she now is saying, oh my gosh, so it's not personal.
Right.
You're not trying to make me feel bad. You don't not care. You do care. You don't know why. You just needed to feed that need for stimulus that God put in you.
Mm.
And if you don't get it, you're not as successful.
Wow. Amen. Amen. Listen, our phone lines are open. Jacob is on the phones. 883-5000. 883-5000 outside of Buffalo. 1-800-684-2848. 1-800-684-2848. Scott, you have a couple of giveaways for our first caller. First is going to receive what?
Yes, yes. We have a one-hour identity intelligence coaching, becoming intelligent about the identity God gave you. It's normally $99, and the first caller will get a coupon code to get it absolutely free.
Wow. So can they do that? Because we have a lot of Canadian listeners. So can Canadian listeners?
Absolutely, because it's live coaching, but it's virtual. It's video conference
Oh, wow.
Over the computer. So
love.
Anywhere you are in the world, you can do this.
Well, if you have a question or comment, 883-5000, 1-800-684-2848, and you have something else to offer.
We do. For everybody listening to The Raw Truth today, we want to give all of you something special. So we're going to give a coupon code. Anybody who calls in can get 50% off the $99, or you don't even have to call in, just if you're listening.
Wonderful.
And there's just a coupon code. It's Raw Truth, RAWTRUTH.
Love that.
You use that coupon. You just have to go to our website. It's you-only-better.org. That's you-only-better.org. And right on the homepage, you'll see a link to the Identity Intelligence Coaching.
And say that website again.
It's you-only-better.org. It's a long one. So you-only-better.org.
Well, our phone lines are lighting up already, so we'll go to the phones in just a second. But, you know, self-esteem comes into play with relationships, doesn't it?
So much, because when we feel that when we feel that somebody that we're close to, that we care about, doesn't understand us or doesn't respect us or doesn't like us, that affects our core. We're like, am I not okay? And then we want to protect ourselves. I am okay. And so we'll try to assert ourselves to show that we're okay, because one of the worst feelings as human beings that we can experience is shame. None of us wants to experience shame, and we will do anything to protect ourselves to avoid that emotion.
Mm-hmm.
So if we feel like somebody who cares about us doesn't understand us, we feel the need to be understood.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, our self-esteem comes into play so much in that. And Robbie, one of the really interesting things that we've discovered is that usually where we feel a little off about ourselves, or we have a little bit of a self-esteem issue, it has to do with areas that we're actually gifted in.
Wow.
Very unique. So let me explain. So when we have a gifting, what does that mean? It means we're wired differently than other people.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If I'm gifted at something, it means I'm better at something in particular than most other people are. Right?
Yes.
If I'm like everybody else, I'm not gifted. I'm just like everybody else.
Right.
Well, in order to be gifted at something, let's say I'm really, really good at communicating.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, there's certain parts of my personality or my brain's wiring that allow me to do that well. Okay. Well, that means that in order to have a special gifting, you have to be a little bit eccentric in that area.
True.
So the most precious gifts we have, okay, are the areas in our life where we're odd, which means that we have the lowest self-esteem. This is something the enemy does. He turns it. The things that are most precious about us as created individuals, created in the image of God, are the very things that Satan attacks and cause us to be to doubt ourselves in.
Mm, yes.
Okay.
Wow. We could have a whole show on that topic
then.
And you're going to be on every month. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited.
Oh, I'm more excited. We're going to go to our phones here. And Kenny from Buffalo, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm glad you called.
Happy Valentine's Day to y'all.
Thank you. Did you have a question or comment for Scott?
I had a comment. You know, what came to my mind is setting boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
And even like we were talking about the husband driving fast and the wife, how she felt, is one, everybody has to identify the boundaries, one in their own life and one of the people around them. And once we identify the boundaries of where we're safe or feel not safe, one, we are responsible for guarding our own boundaries, and two, respecting the boundaries of others.
Yes, that's true. Scott, what would you have to say to that?
Yeah, Kenny, good morning. Thanks so much for calling in. Yeah, that is such a great point. And boundaries is such a huge part of everything we're talking about. And I think, you know, if I'm the husband and I feel attacked by my wife. Like, why is she trying to tell me to slow down? She thinks I don't care about her, and I do, and she's trying to stop me from being successful. The trick is that, okay, how do I respond here instead of reacting? Instead of saying, I'm not trying to hurt you, you don't care about me, you don't want me to be successful, right? How do I say, I wonder what's really going on here. My wife knows I love her, and I would never put her in physical danger. Mm-hmm. So how do I back up, draw a boundary? Okay, I have to understand her position, and I have to respond to her without reacting. And that's part of a healthy boundary, is knowing how to assert myself, but in a healthy way. And, of course, when it feels personal, that's when it's hardest to do that in a healthy way.
Well, a very wise man once told me, is when somebody brings something to you like that, saying, I feel unsafe around you, and if you're unclear of what they mean, is to respond by saying, that's interesting, let me reflect on that. And then really take the time to reflect on what they're saying.
Yeah, that's great advice, and I think I've heard it called active listening, where I say, here's what I heard you say. Am I correct, or do you want to help me understand a little more fully? That's great. Thanks so much for calling in. Really,
yes, thank you.
I love you guys. You guys are awesome.
And he's a winner, right?
Oh, is he our first caller?
Yeah, he's our first
caller. Oh, congratulations. Yeah. All right.
I like rock on, guys.
Take care.
All right. Take care, Kenny. Right.
Bye. Thanks.
God bless you. Bye-bye. Awesome. What did he win?
He won free identity and 1 hour of identity intelligence coaching.
Oh, my gosh.
Fantastic.
Sounds like he's right up his alley.
I think so.
Oh, my gosh. We got to go to our endorsed sponsors, but we still have time for people to call in and ask questions and, maybe make a comment or whatever. Not much time, but we are here with you, Only Better, Scott Stockton. And I'm so excited that you're going to be here every month, Scott.
Me as well.
It's going to be amazing, amazing.
So
do not go anywhere. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth. Stay with us.
Your body was built to heal itself. That's why it's so important to eat healthy and exercise. Another vital part in your commitment to care for the body God gave you is regular chiropractic adjustments. Dr. Matt Misiak in Amherst takes a holistic approach to total wellness through chiropractic care. And that's why I highly recommend him. Call Dr. Misiak today at 564-8800 to set up your Raw Truth consultation.
Each day, 1,200 people are diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Recognizing that support can greatly improve the quality of life, Peregrine's Landing Assisted Living established the Memory Cafe. Participants get together for food, drink, and entertainment, and the sessions include presentations by educated professionals. But more so, allow individuals an opportunity to control their future. They learn to enhance the abilities they still have, create their life story to live on long after their memory is gone, and make their own life decisions while they still can. If you or a loved one suffers from memory loss, call Kasha at Peregrine's Landing at 893-3000.
When it comes to living a healthy lifestyle, it's so important to know where to get the products and groceries you need. Feel Right Fresh Market is your ultimate source for everything related to healthy eating and taking care of yourself. They offer a wide variety of supplements, organic produce, health food options, and beauty products. Feel Right is known for carrying specialized items with an expert staff you won't find anywhere else. Shop at any of their 5 convenient locations in Buffalo and be sure to let them know Robbie Raw sent you. Go to feel-right.com to find a location closest to you.
Improve yourself in 2015 and say goodbye to contacts and glasses forever. Hi, this is Robbie Raw. My good friends at Ficta Endel and Elmer Eye Care are board certified laser experts that specialize in vision correction. They performed my procedure and now I can work out and teach my fitness classes without contacts or glasses. Learn more about vision correction at their next open house, February 19th. Call 1-800-309-2020. To reserve your spot today.
Give your legs a lift and get rid of those embarrassing varicose and spider veins. Dr. Kara Manoukian of the Vein Treatment Center in Clarence specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of vein disorders such as varicose veins, spider veins, and cosmetic vein issues. Get relief from achy legs, leg pain, and ankle swelling. With current laser and RF technology, varicose veins are more easily treated now than in the past. Dr. Kara Manoukian helped Robbie with hers, and he can help you too. Call the Vein Treatment Center today, 839 839- 609-3638 or online at veinsveinsveins.com.
That painful dental treatment you get at your dentist may not be necessary. That's why you need to check out the dentist at Buffalo Dental Group. I thought all dentists were painful until I met my dentist, Dr. Da Silva.
Hi, I'm Dr. Da Silva. There are ways to save your tooth without using invasive, painful dentistry. We here at the Buffalo Dental Group do what we can to save as much as your tooth as possible with state-of-the-art technology. If you've been told you need a crown, you need a second opinion. Call Dr. Vossler, Dr. Colbert, or myself, Dr. Da Silva, today for your Raw Truth appointment, 634-1234.
This is The Raw Truth with Robbie Raw. Call with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848.
And we are back, and I'm so excited about our guest, Scott Stockton from You Only Better. I just want to say next week, I'm excited about next week's shows, too, and we're going to have a pharmacist on from Pine Pharmacy. I'm so grateful that they're sponsors of the show. There's been a lot of stuff in the news about supplementation and how, you know, places have been had their supplements pulled from their, you know, from their stores because they were basically garbage and they could, you know, really harm you. I've always talked about having pharmaceutical grade supplements. And of course, I highly recommend Pine Pharmacy. And they're going to be joining us next week. Also, one of the PAs from the Vein Treatment Center, Dr. Kira Manuki, and I actually had the veins done on my legs this week because I'm going to Florida in just a couple of weeks. And so I just had, you know, some treatments at Dr. Kira Manuki and Vein Treatment Center. They're going to be joining us next week to help us to get ready for the beach. And then I'm also, because it is Heart Month, I'm going to be talking to Kelly Remmons, and she is someone who is 48 years old. Had a heart attack. It is Heart Month. We're going to be talking about how to prevent heart disease, and we are going to hear her story. 48 years old, not only did she have one heart attack, but two. So that's all coming up next week, so make sure you stay tuned. So, Scott.
Yes.
We were talking about self-esteem.
Yes, we were.
And, you know, I mean, that causes problems in relationships. I think, you know, again, you know, we need to be right, you know, with our thought process with that and really with our heart. It's a heart issue, I think.
It is. It is, because what plays into that is responsibility and character. Can I share another story with you?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so I was coaching this woman and her daughter, her teenage daughter. The woman was a professional. You know, if you have somebody who's a teacher or a professor or an attorney, they tend to be organized, perfectionistic, methodical, structured, good planners, right? All mm-hmm. these things.
Yeah.
Well, this woman was those things. She was organized, structured. Her daughter was a pile person. Mom was a file person. Daughter was a pile person. So her daughter would throw her clothes all over, leave her purse laying around, take her socks off and leave them on the table, and it would drive mom nuts. And they'd been doing this dance for 16 years. Okay? So I coached the daughter. We took a look at her brain, mapped her brain, how God wired her brain, and discovered that she is literally not wired to be structured or organized or perfectionistic or methodical. She was wired to be spontaneous and flexible and easygoing and not task-oriented, but people-oriented. Okay? So when we discover this, the daughter's like, see, Mom, see? Look, you've been trying to make me be like you, and God made me like this. Okay? And so then what we talked about as well, this is true, but, you know, we talk about the fruit of the Spirit, right? From Galatians, yes. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
Yes.
So once I'm aware that, okay, I have this gifting to be flexible, that doesn't give me permission, though. I still have to then flex character and choose that, okay, in this system, in my family system, in my household, it's not okay for me to be a slob. So even though I have the natural energy to be flexible and to be able to work in piles of chaos where my mom can't, she needs everything neat and orderly in order to work, okay, that though I have that natural energy, and though, believe it or not, Robbie, most careers actually need the flexible traits, not the perfectionistic traits.
Yeah, that's
if
true.
You can believe that.
That's true.
Yes. So now the daughter's saying, okay, I've got to flex character and I've got to choose to be neat and orderly, okay? But now, okay, here's the interesting thing. Let's get to the self-esteem, the self-confidence piece.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so do you think that this girl, you might think she'd be like, see, look it, I'm okay, I can do what I want.
Right.
Well, that's not what happens 90% of the time. Now she says, Mom, look, do you understand why your rules are so hard for me now? And now Mom says, I get it. So now she feels understood. She feels accepted at her core that I'm made like this. I get it, Mom. I still have to flex, and I still have to exercise character and self-control, and I have to choose to behave differently. But you see, I'm okay.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Because they feel like they're not okay, and we feel like we're not okay, especially by somebody we're close to. What do? We act out, and we do the opposite.
Right, right.
So actually coming to the knowledge that I am wired to be more flexible and spontaneous and more of a pile person than my mom actually gives her the power to actually stop being a slob.
Right, because you feel better about yourself, I think. And, you know, you're empowered to kind of plow through it. And I find that people who are artistic are kind of like that in my world, because I came from a family of artists. And, you know, so, you know, I think that, you know, not to stereotype, but yeah, you know, people who are artistic, their minds are different.
Absolutely. To use the classical definitions of left brain, right brain. Right brain people are artistic, communicative, right? They're more easygoing and flexible. And people who are more left brain by the traditional sense and tend to be more methodical, more logical, more mathematical, more task oriented.
Mm-hmm.
So absolutely.
And that's my husband and I.
And opposites attract.
Yeah.
And you bring
why
different,
is that?
Well, but think about it. If we were the same, imagine we had a board of directors and everybody had the same personality. What good would we be to each other? We would only need one of us.
Right.
We need the variety. We need the different, right? I mean, Paul uses the body metaphor.
Yeah.
The hand needs the foot and the eye needs to be there. We need each other. We need variety to bring a different gift set to the system.
Absolutely. I totally agreeance to that. And it is a blessing to have someone in your life who's an opposite of you. Although sometimes it is a challenge, it does bring a lot of joy and a lot of balance, too. I mean, you know, I do see, you know, what I can't bring to the table, Jeff does, and vice versa. And, you know, those are the same things that drive me nuts sometimes.
Yes.
But, you know, we have to, you know, go back to God's word and realize, you know, what he's teaching us in the commandments and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, his will is for, you know, for us to have a relationship that's healthy with Christ-centered, you know.
Yes.
And so it is a struggle. It is a struggle. But I think that, you know, what you're talking about, it's not personal. Having self-esteem, realizing that we're wired differently. We're going to have a lot to talk about as the months go on here, because I know you're going to be joining us. So tell people again how they can get a hold of you, Scott.
The best way is just to go to our website. Our ministry's website is you-only-better.org. That's you-only-better.org.
And there's a lot of information on that website, I realize.
There is.
Yeah, and so people can get a hold of you then, and then if people are listening to the show, they can do what?
They can. Right on the homepage, there's a one-hour introductory identity intelligence coaching. It's $99. They can get 50% off with the coupon code RAWTRUTH, RAWTRUTH.
I love it, love it, love it. Well, I am so excited about, you know, joining forces with you. And obviously, you know, I'm excited about what you're doing with our own family, because we're needing some, you know, some of your services. And I know my little Raquel's on. She's very excited about you trying to help her figure out, you know, how God has made her and what his desire is for her life and the talents that he has given her, which I know is in an artistic way, because she's an incredible artist. So thank you so much for joining us today, Scott.
Thank you so much, Robbie. It's been a joy to be with you.
And you and Bob are just wonderful people, and I love your hearts. So we'll definitely touch base with you in the next couple of months, and you'll be on next month again.
Can't wait.
Same here. All right. So I'm so excited about next show. Again, we're going to have Pine Pharmacy, who's one of the sponsors of this show, coming on, the pharmacist from there. And I love the fact that they talked about, you know, don't just take your medication, change your diet, get off of that medication by changing your diet. And of course, you know, when it comes to compounds or bioidentical hormones, supplementation and all that, we're going to be talking about that. And also the difference between, you know, supplements that are, you know, garbage, really, and the supplements that are pharmaceutical grade. So that's coming up next week. Also, one of the health professionals from Dr. Kara Manukian's office, he is at the Vein Treatment Center, did my veins and my legs. We'll be talking about that and more next week with them. And then I have someone who has I met, and she, of course, it's Heart Month, and at age 48 years old, she had not just one heart attack, but two heart attacks. Kelly Runnings will be joining me in-house here next week. We'll be talking about how to prevent heart disease and really how to be your own health advocate, how to empower yourself to take care of your health and not really just, you know, trust everything else around you. You know, it takes more than that. You need to be your own health advocate. Don't forget that Linda Penn's show is on at 1 o'clock every Saturday now. And, it's called Today's Living Hope. I hope you make it a great day. Have a wonderful Valentine's Day. Please stay home if you don't have to go out. It's snowing sideways here in Buffalo. It was like a whiteout when I came in. So I want you to be safe and God bless. We'll meet you right back here with the Raw Truth next week. God bless you.
The preceding program is sponsored by The Raw Truth.